This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This year's governor's race in New Jersey is quite close. Voters have been described as divided as they eye the records, leadership, and character of the two major party candidates, Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill and businessman and former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. Yesterday, we heard from WHYY's David Matthau about the Sherrill campaign, and today, WHYY's Kenneth Burns shares insights about the campaign run by Republican candidate Jack Cittarelli. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, Jen.
Jack Cittarelli often describes himself as being a proud Jersey guy when he addresses crowds. Can you explain a little bit more?
Sure, and keep in mind, this has a lot to do with his family's immigrant story. They emigrated here from Italy more than a century ago. And he compares his family's story to that of former Governor John Corzine, who came to New Jersey from Illinois, the current governor, Phil Murphy, who came here from Massachusetts, and his Democratic opponent, Mikey Sherrill, who's from Virginia. And his pitch, let a Jersey guy who understands what the people in the state go through handle the problems now.
Kenny, you sat down with Jack Cittarelli last week. He said his first executive order would be to do away with the Immigrant Trust Directive. What is that, and why does he want to get rid of it?
Sure. Let's flash back to 2018. This was the directive put forth by then-Attorney General Guevara Grewal, limiting the voluntary assistance that law enforcement in the state gives to federal immigration enforcement. Cittarelli says that's not good public policy.
We should not be encouraging illegal immigration. I think it does that. And it does restrict our local cops in a number of different ways. So let's stop that. We won't have a sanctuary cities, nor will we be a sanctuary state when I'm governor. At the same time, what I've said is if any mayor and police chief want to work in partnership with a federal agency to keep their community safe, they should be allowed to do so.
Cittarelli said he supports President Trump's border security efforts. He believes people who come here illegally and have either a criminal record or have committed crimes or scam our government in some way, they should be sent back.
Jack Cittarelli has said immigrants who are not going to be deported should get a path toward recognition.
Yes, and this came up during the last gubernatorial debate. He says it's a way for this group specifically to be known and give them legitimacy.
These people, most of whom are already contributing members to our society. And when you think about the fact that they're working under a falsified Social Security number, which means they'll never reap any of the benefits that they're due from the time that they worked, I don't think anybody agrees that that's good public policy.
Cittarelli said they should at least get a real Social Security number and a government-issued ID so Homeland Security can know where they are.
Okay. And Jack Cittarelli says law enforcement in New Jersey is, his words, handcuffed. In what way?
So we already mentioned the Immigrant Trust Directive, but he also extends that to everyday policing. He said he had no problems with no-knock warrants, canines being used for crowd control, or even high-speed chases.
I don't think they should have to use a force report if they haven't discharged their firearm. There are a number of things that make the job much more administratively intensive when we want these police officers on the beat, in the street, protecting our communities and having a presence.
Cittarelli does not deny that there are bad cops, but he said that his administration will not tolerate them. At the same time, he said the best thing to do is let police officers do their jobs.
And Jack Cittarelli has also been critical of something called the Mount Laurel Doctrine. That's a series of court decisions establishing a constitutional obligation for municipalities to provide their fair share of affordable housing. What are his concerns about that?
He says the economic model is a problem. It forces towns to build more housing, and they may not have the infrastructure to support it.
So when any town in this state gets its state-mandated quota of, let's just say, 200 units, the developers come along and say, well, in order for me to build 200 affordable housing units, I need to build 800 market rate units. So now a town is dealing with 1,000 more units in towns where there's no mass transit, where there's no infrastructure, where there's limited sewer capacity and stormwater management issues, putting more idling cars on the road because there's no jobs there.
And Jennifer, when I suggested that it may require legislation to address this court precedent that has been around for decades, he said it may require a change on the state Supreme Court. The next governor will have two picks, and that includes the Chief Justice. He made it clear that he would not appoint anyone who disagrees with his viewpoint on Mount Laurel.
Kenny, you've been following Jack Cittarelli on the campaign trail off and on. What have you seen that stands out compared to 4 years ago when he ran for the same office?
That's a good question, especially considering that we've had the COVID pandemic at its height 4 years ago. But this time around, it seems that more people of color are coming out to support him. I saw it at his primary victory. I saw this when he opened a second campaign office in Middlesex County. I've also seen this in the New York Times. New Jersey NAACP official Todd Edwards was participating in a roundtable, and he talked about his support for Chitterelli, saying that he seems to care about South Jersey, and also Edwards contributed to Chitterelli's campaign. And then Chitterelli himself said that he has been getting around to the urban centers more compared to 4 years ago.
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic.
Anything else?
So in the last week, once again, President Trump has endorsed Chitterelli. He did it twice on Truth Social. But at the same time, Chitterelli has been threading the needle as far as getting the MAGA support. But there are breaks from President Trump, like with this path to recognition that Chitterelli has spoken about, bringing the people who are undocumented out of the shadows. Whereas you have President Trump, who is bullish on deporting as many people in the country illegally as possible.
WHYY New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns, thank you.
Thank you.
For more on the governor's race in New Jersey, go to whyy.org/elections.